The word Advent means coming. St. Cyril instructed us that there are two comings of Jesus Christ. At first coming, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. At his second coming, he will be clothed in light as in a garment. In the first coming, he endured the cross, despising the shame. In the second coming, he will be in glory, escorted by an army of angels. From our creed, we profess he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Our Lord Jesus Christ will therefore come from the world in glory at the last day. For there will be an end to this world, and the created world will be made new. End of quote. Also, St. Bernard of Clairvaux teaches us there's also an intermediate coming of Jesus that is as important as the first and the second. The just shoot from the line of David, prophesied by Jeremiah in our first reading, has already come. The historical Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He brought salvation to the whole world by his sacrificial death on the cross and made the blessings and graces of heaven available to us. The same just shoot becomes present at every Eucharistic sacrifice through the ministry of the priest. He truly comes to us in the Eucharist, to truly present body, blood, soul, and divinity. As St. Francis wrote, O humble sublimity, O sublime humility, that the Lord of the universe, God and Son of God, so humbles himself that for our salvation he hides himself under the form of bread. Our Eucharistic Lord is the same Jesus, the just shoot born of the Virgin, who suffered, died, and at every Holy Mass, he makes his very self and his gift of salvation present to us. During this Advent season, we prepare to celebrate his coming in the flesh through the fiat, or yes, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and through the womb of the Virgin Mary. This holy season also reminds us of our eventual meeting when he comes again in glory to judge all people according to their deeds. Our gospel today uses some graphic descriptions of upheaval that will accompany the coming in glory of Christ, the Son of Man, who will bring eternal salvation to all who have remained faithful to him. Jesus said, Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. Be vigilant at all times and pray. To be ready for the coming of our Savior, whether in celebrating his nativity or his coming in the Eucharist, at the end of the earthly lives, at the end of our earthly lives, or at the end of the world, the time which we do not know, we need a heart dedicated to a life of holiness. This comes from a constant effort to love God with all our heart, our mind, soul, and strength, and to love one another as Jesus loves us. It is essentially about living according to the commandments of God. This life of love is what St. Paul prays will grow in us. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus. Here there are four practical things to do this Advent so that we can live a holy life. I acronym it with CSSP. Charity, silence, sincere escape from the world, and perseverance in prayer. Charity means loving God by loving our neighbor. That is, we have to increase our charity in this time. The second one, silence. We need, without silence, we cannot hear him. We cannot encounter him deeply if we are preoccupied with many things. We have to flee sincerely from the values of this world and give more importance of our relationship with Jesus by going to confession regularly, trusting him that he will make us holy. Lastly, perseverance in prayer. Since we cannot give what we do not have, we have to pray that we will be ready to receive God's love poured out into our hearts, so we in turn can love those people that God put into our lives. Prayer is our connection to God, the source of this love. Us to right actions towards our neighbors. Jesus reminded us in John chapter 15, verse 5, "You can do nothing without me." So we need to spend some time in adoration, wherein he waits and longs to be with each of us and to pour his love on each one of us. So I invite you to make one change in this Advent, to make a regular visit of our church or our adoration chapel. Usually we sign up for 1 hour once a week. If you do that, then you will have a more meaningful Advent and more meaningful Christmas. And our coming to Mass is very important also, as often as we can, so we can receive Holy Communion, asking Jesus to work in each of us and upon each one of us, conversing with him in our heart wherever we are. So as we receive Holy Communion today, let us invite the Lord to dwell in our heart to celebrate Christmas. May Mary Immaculate, the Mother of Jesus, intercede for us all as we prepare to meet Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.